Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bay, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years of running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Well, welcome to the train wreck we like to call the Jeff Honnold version of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Yes, I forgot to hit the button, and we had a couple commercials playing over themselves. That's the way things go on a Friday night with me. And we'll start out. We're going to start with some scores here for you. As you heard here, Nick Brinks is sitting next to me. MLC Floyd Valley comes back to win 40-34 over Carroll. It was Sioux Center 21, Heeland 0. And Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Boyden Hall Rock Valley 26-23 in overtime. One of interest, Creston defeats Harlan 25-22. In Class 2A District 8, it was Kemper all over Greene County 39-3. It was Des Moines Christian blanking Seidel 47-0. We're still waiting on the Roland Story Southeast Valley score. Class 1A District 2, Pocahontas Area 28, Esat County 6. It was Emmitsburg 40, Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids 0, and Manson Northwest Webster blanks Eagle Grove 39-0. In Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun defeats IKM Manning 35-7. It was Panorama 49, Southeast Valley 15. Riverside falls to ACGC 27-15. Still waiting on the final of the Madrid and Earlham game. In 8-man, District 1, Arweva falls to Woodbine 56-26. It was Remsen St. Mary's all over Newell Fonda 51-18. Roland Story won 20-14 over Southwest Valley. Thank you, Nick. Again, Remsen St. Mary's 51, Newell Fonda 18. Boyer Valley 41, Sydney 12. Waiting for the West Harrison Siouxland Christian. Nobody reporting there yet. In 8-man, District 9, Audubon squeaks by Coon Rapids Baird 22-16. St. Edmunds 46, GTRA 36. Glidden Ralston puts it to Collins Maxwell 38-6. And we're still waiting on the final on the Colonesco and the Baxter score. Had not gone final yet. We're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, we'll have some coaches' interviews after this.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Wake up and text.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm Nick Brinks, joined by Carroll Tiger head coach Craig Rowetter. After the first quarter tonight, there was no score. I think they might call us crazy if they saw the final score at the end of this one. Text offense, not much of a factor in that first quarter, but both teams started to open the playbook second quarter, and we saw runs for both teams of 20-0 or better back-to-back. Unfortunately, you guys don't get the win that maybe it looked like you guys could have, leading by 15 late in the third quarter. What kind of changed when you went up 27-12 and then MOC Floyd Valley comes back as quickly as they did? What was it like on the sideline there? What were you seeing that started not going your way and started going their way?
I think we just wore down. You know, it was more of a personnel thing, unfortunately. We had a nice little run ourselves, and then it's, you know, high school football, it's a big lot with momentum, and unfortunately we didn't have the momentum when it counted in the fourth quarter.
Second quarter, you guys get the scoring started. Chase Regaler makes one of the catches of the year, a one-handed grab, pulls it into his chest, and then shakes off a defender in the process. You guys go up 7-0. Talk about the play and the night Regaler had.
Yeah, we knew they were playing their safeties pretty tight. You know, they're not afraid to stuff the box and make you, you know, try to throw. And so when we saw those safeties sitting at 8 yards, we knew Chase could get by them. We just missed him in the first quarter. It was the same play, and it was just a little overthrow. And I thought for sure that was going to be a touchdown. So then we came back to it and hit it. He just, you know, comes from that wing position just right down the seam, and the safety's still looking for a run, and he's by him before they know it. So that's how it's a pretty good play for us.
Up 7-0, they get back-to-back touchdowns. I believe that's where the interception split the series for them. So they get a touchdown, pick off a pass, and get another touchdown to go up 12-7. At that point, what are you guys thinking late in that second quarter?
We knew we got the ball at halftime, so we were trying to get some points on the board. We kind of went to our two-minute offense, and you know, credit the kids, they ran it really well. We got down the field. Can't remember where exactly we were, but we had enough time for 3 seconds to bring the field goal unit out, and Karen Polking was, you know, I thought special teams was good all night in the kicking game.
Yeah, you guys started, I think they kicked it out of bounds, so you got it at the 35, and within a minute you guys drive down the field. You get to about the 16-yard line before you guys have to kick that field goal. But talk about Polking. He hit a couple field goals tonight, hit all of his extra points. A great confidence-building night, not only for him, but that entire special teams unit.
Yeah, and I thought, like you said, that the way the first quarter went, the field goals might be the difference in the game. That's, you know, so we weren't afraid to kick a couple of them, you know, for him. And in fact, we kicked, you know, right after half, he got us, gave us the lead with his leg again. So, Kieran's had a little rough start to the season, but it's not, now that we're in district play, it's nice to know that, he looked a lot more confident tonight.
So you end the second quarter with a field goal. You get a field goal midway through the third quarter, and then you tack on a couple touchdowns in that third quarter. Another touchdown pass to Regaler. This time, I think he was just wide open, made a nice grab later in the game. He bobbled a nice one for a first down, but that was set up by a fumble recovery. Have you ever seen a quarterback chased around, runs into the official, and then gets hit and fumbles, and then you guys take advantage of it? But have you seen anything like that before?
We're just trying to get any turnovers we can, so we'll take what we can get. But, you know, and that was the thing. We had the momentum there again, so we decided to take a shot, and it was the exact same play that we scored the first touchdown off of. So, again, we just gotta, unfortunately, I think, you know, Chase is a high motor guy, and once that motor spent, you know, we were trying, should have just ran that play every time, but he's tired running around out there, plus having to play defense. So, that's how we got on the board again right after that.
So at that point, 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 27-12. You guys are feeling good, but you say guys are starting to get a little tired. They go deep. They go 80 yards on the very next play for a touchdown. And at that point, were you worried that, these guys look a little tired and they just hit us over the top, this fourth quarter could be a struggle? Or what was the conversation like going into the fourth quarter, knowing you got some guys winded and, you know, we'll see what happens?
Yeah, our running game was struggling. We were just trying to use Cooper on defense. He was a little banged up. And then, like I said, Zygmunt was cramping. So we were getting a little thin in the backfield as far as to be able to pound it between, you know, and they're physical up front, their front three and those two inside linebackers. You know, they brought a thumping. So it was tough to run inside, but you know, if that's the point where you really need to be able to lean on your run game, and you know, we weren't able to do that, and I think that's ultimately what cost this game.
So from the end of the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, MOC Floyd Valley, they get four straight touchdowns, 28-0 run for them. But they give you guys a chance. You guys get the ball back with just over a minute to go, and you know you need a touchdown and an onside kick. But like we saw at the end of the second quarter, the two-minute offense, you guys move down the field. How much confidence does that give you going forward, knowing that in the two-minute situations you had tonight, you were able to get points on the board? Not, you didn't get the onside kick to maybe get that second chance on the two-minute drive, but talk about what that builds for you and this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the kids not giving it. You know, we're not the exact same situation over at Gilbert, but again, we kind of made a late rally, and you know, so the kids, the score wasn't where we wanted, or the record isn't where we want it right now, but the kids play hard and they're not giving up. You know, so that's the best thing to see, that you know, they still, as long as there's time on that clock, they think we have a fighting chance, and so we'll take that and keep moving forward with them. But as you know, the coaches aren't giving up either, so we got a lot to play for yet. You know, with the like I said, this is game one of the district season, so we'll be ready to go next week.
You guys are at Helan next week. I'll have the game on Kick 106.7. I didn't see anybody get too dinged up tonight. You got some pieces back tonight. You're expecting some pieces back next week. What's the thought process going into the week with a nice road trip on the way next week?
We just got to figure out, again, how to run that, get the ball going, you know, in the run game. Carter's shown we can throw the ball. Now we just, so they're not dropping eight back. You know, we got to have that run threat. And, you know, that's going to be the focus this week, is getting that run game going. And hopefully we'll be healthy there, and we can go from there.
One thing I noticed in that third quarter when things were going well, it's almost like the passing game started to set up the running game. They were starting to hone in on Regaler, and then it was creating some openings for Zygmunt. But then, unfortunately, guys started getting tired, and you couldn't take advantage of that in that fourth quarter. So if you had four full quarters of stamina and strength, do you feel like this one might have been a little different?
Yeah, ifs and buts were candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day. But, yeah, so, I mean, like I said, kids are working hard, and we'll get back to work.
Well, we'll see you next week in Sioux City, Coach. Best of luck with practice this week, and we'll try to get that second win on the season next Friday.
Thanks. Like always, appreciate the coverage, and go Tigers.
Coach Rowetter joining us of the Carroll Tigers. They fall at home tonight to MOC Floyd Valley, 40-34. I'm Nick Brinks on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Well, welcome back to New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Thanks to Coach Rowetter for taking time after that tough loss for the Carroll Tigers. I also want to thank Hy-Vee for providing food to the crew working. Well, working is a little hard to say what doing, but the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show and the broadcast football games on Friday nights. The guys stop in here, so check out Hy-Vee for their daily deals and stop at Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh for all your fuel needs and for great food. And tonight it's a little slider action over there. I see, Nick, you stuck your way in there and got yourself a little sandwich.
I didn't come in to see you. I just snuck in for the sandwiches before I head back.
That's kind of what we all do, isn't it? Yeah. A tough loss there. You know, as I got to watch a little bit of it from at home, and then listen to you. And, you know, the Tigers got up about 15 or so and just couldn't hold that lead. And, boy, the special teams looked good from what I was watching. And, you know, got beat a couple times a little deep. And you could hear just in your call that it made it sound like the guys got a little bit gassed there. And I think Coach alluded to that. And it happens when you have guys that have been injured and been out, and four or five guys. But we'll see them get back here. And that district, I mean, you look at that. Sergeant Bluff-Luton won 26-23 in overtime over Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Both of those teams have had some bad losses. Sioux Center takes it to Helan. I think this district kind of sets up like it did last year, that there really isn't a true favorite in this one, and anybody can still come out of it.
Yeah, I know going in next week, Carroll will probably have flashbacks of how it ended last year, where you know, first and goal, a second and goal from inside the two, and they fumble it away when they could have basically had a walk-off winner. And then you have the sour taste in your mouth of this week where you go on a 20-0 run from the end of the second quarter to the end of the third quarter, and then you give up a 28-0 run, and you lose by six. I think it all comes together in a big bounce-back opportunity for them next week, and it'll be fun to see if they can come out and sling the rock like they did tonight and then mix in the Zygmunt runs and keep guys at full strength for four quarters, and if we can get the defense to play like they did in the first quarter tonight and the third quarter tonight, if you can get that all put together in four good quarters next Friday, it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to calling it, and tough roller coaster of emotions.
I think you're
Tigers
starting
tonight.
To see the Tigers. I mean, yeah. You saw in a short spurt here what they're going to be, but these guys haven't been practicing that much. They've been hurt. You know, we got a lot of guys hurt. A lot of guys were out. They're coming back to get more back again this coming week, possibly some others on top of it. It's going to take them a little bit to get into game shape. I don't care how much practicing you've done, it's not game shape. And the guys that are injured haven't really been practicing. So give them a week here. Let them get back into shape, and I think you're going to see a whole different ballgame. You started to see it. You saw it in spurts tonight. But I think this Tiger team's got a lot of upside to it yet. So, and then you turn around and you look at Kemper. Boy, they just roll. You know, I think it might have been an injury. Well, Coach Steinkamp might have been an injury to the quarterback situation in Greene County as I was kind of flipping around there. We'll get a confirmation from Mr. Blank. We see him walk by, but handled that game pretty well. So, and then a lot of teams. It sounds like South Central kind of controlled the game down at IKM Manning, and Glenn Ralston controlled their game, and Audubon and Coon had a slugfest, and Esat County fell short. So, not a bad week for our teams, but it's district time. Every loss is kind of expensive.
Yeah. You talk Kemper, they're rolling right now. They've looked really good 2 weeks in a row. Carroll, that offense really played well tonight. Gave up some big fourth quarter plays and things like that. They'll try to wipe those out, but I think Kemper and Carroll, they both have a lot of good things to look at and look forward to here down the stretch.
We're going to step away, take a break, come back, we'll hear from Coach Steinkamp after this.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
New Way Honor Group Scoreboard Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM on Kick 106.7. Jeff Lang, Kentucky right now. But Kemper head football coach Ryan Steinkamp is as they roll to a 39-3 victory over number 8 Greene County here tonight on the road. Coach, got to be really happy with this. And I know Kyle Sundrup goes out and stuff and injured. But other than that, a lot of things went right for you guys here tonight.
Yeah, I thought all three phases of the game went really well. Kyle, he was not able to return to the game. Hoping everything gets checked out, it's okay. He's a heck of a player for us, and both sides of the ball, a tough kid. So, hopes and prayers that everything turns out okay for him.
Opening drive, you guys come out, really established the run game. I think it was five straight running plays, and then went to the air to finish up that drive. Got a nice long 35-yard field goal from Tommy Fitzsimmons. Nice to see him kicking really well again. But take us through kind of that opening drive and what you guys saw from the Greene County defense.
They went to a four front. Usually, if you think of it, three fronts. So I think they kind of, but they didn't have an overhang on one of the sides. So we kind of just, we liked the option and kept just hitting it for 3-5 yards. And I thought our receivers are not the best blockers, but tonight, I'll give them the credit. They were working their tails off blocking tonight, so that was great to see.
a lot of guys slipping around out here tonight with the you talk about blocking on the receivers. It's tough to block when the grass is like this.
It was tough. You know, usually you break down and tackle. If you broke down, you were slipping. So you saw guys diving. It's like it was on both sides of the ball. The guys were slipping like crazy. It was wet and soupy, but you know our guys they played hard and it was great.
Coach, they start to drive the ball on their first possession. They were kind of finding some running room up the middle against you guys with Ebersol, their quarterback. Then they fumble the football and Jake Hausman picks it up. I think it was about 53 yards that he took it back to the house. That almost seemed to kind of end it there. I know you guys had to continue to build on the lead, but their offense struggled to move it the rest of the night, even before Ebersol went out with the injury late there in the first half. What did you guys change defensively that took away that inside run game for them?
We moved, actually, their head is a little bit on the C gaps. We moved our tackles out a little bit wider, and we stopped blitzing our middle backers because we were, you know, it was, one was missing. We didn't have a cutback guy, so we just let them play. And Kent and Tate did a great job of just playing football, filling. I thought the D-line did a great job, and secondary did good as well.
Talk about the play of the defensive line. We talked about it a little bit in the pregame tonight. You know, your linebacker is going to make a lot of plays, but that means your D linemen are eating up blocks.
Yeah, they had to clog it up in there too. So it's not a glorious position, but you know, they're selfless guys, and the linebackers played pretty well with that.
Tate Barrett, he gets into the quarterback so quick. You mentioned you just kind of let them go out and play. Is that him just seeing a gap and attacking it, or is that something that you guys are calling on those blitzes where he's getting into the quarterback's grill right away?
It's a little bit of both. You know, he knows that we have a window rule. If he sees it, he can shoot it. But sometimes we're calling it, and he just does a great job timing it out, and he's tough to block. So, yeah, it's definitely a little bit of both. But you know, he's the one out there making the play, so it's all him.
You guys got up 10-0 on that Jake Hausman play early, and then both offenses kind of stalled a little bit. And then you guys kind of got Pierce going a little bit in the run game, caught him on a little swing pass out into the flat. He made a great run, and then you guys score on a one-yard plunge from him to go up 17-0. It just looked like, especially in the pass game, you guys were finding everything was working tonight.
Yeah, you know, they said they had kind of a four guys in the box. A lot of the short stuff is there, too. I give Brock credit. He did a great job of the deep stuff wasn't there, but the swing passes, the little
crossing
over the middle. You know, I'll give Hausman a big shout-out because I challenged him before the game. I was like, you're going to do something tonight, and he showed up, and then the two-point conversion, too. So he was a dog tonight. It was great to see him playing like that.
Coach, take me through that end part of the first half there. They get the ball. You had two timeouts left. I said it when they got the ball. I'm like, Kemper's got a couple of timeouts. I wonder if they use them here to try and get that ball back. You did, and then you score there right before the end of the half. I think that really much cemented the win here tonight.
Yeah, that was great time management by offense and defense. You know, we were real and the special team. So, you know, we're always very aware of the clock and our personnel and things like that, too. You know, the coaches spent a lot of time being students of the game, and the kids executed it. It was our kicking team was ready to go. So, yeah, that was just fun. It's fun when you see it all come together like that.
Frustrated there in the third quarter, Green County comes out and goes on a nice run, you know, a nice drive, end up getting the field goal. Was it just being up 24-0, the guys maybe didn't come out to start the second half, or did Green County just come out with a little more intensity to start the second half?
They probably came out a little more intensity. I mean, we were ready, but we also didn't know the status of the quarterback and stuff like that, too. So we had kind of run personnel in there, and they got us. That's when we kind of learned, okay, we got to stop blitzing, guys. I was blitzing them out of position. So we stopped blitzing, and then, you know, they had a running back there, and they threw a nice long pass, and you know, we gave up a 50-yard field goal, which I'll tip my hat to that kid. That was a boot. That was a boot, so yeah.
And he had 5-10 yards of distance on that. You talk about the guys blitzing. One thing that, the first time for me to see you guys this year, I love the way your guys flow to the ball in gang tackle.
Yeah, we practiced that a lot. So, yeah, the kids are really buying in.
Brock hits Michael Kaspabauer for the deep one that put this into the continuous clock. Were you guys kind of seeing at that point, if we get one here quick, this thing can get over real quick and we can get our guys off the field?
You have to ask Clink. I had no idea. I was talking to my defense. I turned around. I was just like, that was a heck of a ball, heck of a throw. I mean, Michael made some guys miss. So, yeah, no, that was, you have to call Clink on that one. I have no idea.
I got to talk to you, too. You kind of laughed at the beginning of the year in the preseason interview I did with you. I called Ben Gerken Mr. Touchdown.
Yeah.
And again tonight, he gets another one. So what is it with him where it seems like almost every time he catches a ball, it's for a touchdown?
He's just a great, great route runner. You know, he understands the game and spacing. You know, he'll adjust his route to, you know, different opening spots and things like that. So, yeah, he's just a playmaker.
three in a row for you guys. What are you feeling about your team right now?
We're heading the right direction. You know, obviously you got a big game next week. Des Moines Christian, who's put up a lot of points, good offense too. So the boys can enjoy it tonight, but you know, tomorrow we'll be locked in, focused right back on them.
Got to have a little fun with you because I know, coaches, a lot of things went right tonight, but I know you've got some things in your mind that you're frustrated with tonight that you want to work on.
Yeah, I mean, just we got to get guys healthy and depth and stuff too. You know, hopefully I think it turns out good for Kyle, and we can get we got working solar guys next week too. Be prepared for that.
Well, I tell you what, great job out here tonight. Congratulations on the victory. Appreciate you joining us here for the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'll talk to you again tomorrow morning in the Pete Ranch Coaches Show.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper Knights. Again, they're victorious here tonight against Greene County, winning it on the road by a final of 39-3.
Well, welcome back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Honnell with you. We'll try not to train wreck this thing like we did in the first half hour, but we'll give you the scores. Week five. 5 weeks of the book. We're over halfway done with the season, September 22nd. Class 3A, District 1. It was MOC Floyd Valley coming back to defeat the Carroll Tigers 40-34. Sioux Center, 21. Helen, 0. Sergeant Bluff Luton wins 26-23 in overtime. Class 2A District 8, as you just heard from Coach Steinkamp, Kemper wins 39-3 and takes control of that district. It was Roland Story 20, Southeast Valley 14, and Des Moines Christian 47, Saydell 0. Class 1A District 2, Pocahontas Area defeats East Sac County 28-6. Emmitsburg, 40, Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, 0, and Northwest Webster blanks Eagle Grove, 39-0. Class A, District 7, South Central Calhoun defeats ICAM Manning, 35-7. It was Panorama all over Southwest Valley, 49-15. Madrid upends Earlham, 13-6. And ACGC continues to roll over Riverside, 27-15. Eight-man District 1, it was Woodbine, 56, Arweva, 26. So first loss for Arweva. Remsen St. Mary's, 51, Newell Fonda, 18. Boyer Valley, 41, Sydney, 12. And we're still waiting on the West Harrison Siouxland Christian score. Nobody reporting that yet. Eight-man District 9, it was Audubon, 22, Coon Rapids Baird, 16. St. Edmunds, 46, GTRA, 36. Glidden Ralston all over Collins Maxwell, 38-6. And it was Colonesco over Baxter, 38-16. We're going to step away for a quick break. Come back, we'll have Coach Stolk talking about that Arweva game.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with Austin Stoke.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with Austin Stoke.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Casey Miners joined with Sky Manning head football coach Corey McCarville here on the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Coach, a tough loss for you guys tonight. You guys started really good, had two interceptions on defense. What were some of the issues you saw on the field from the team tonight?
Oh, you know, we got to finish plays. We got to finish blocks and finish plays. We were there on a couple different ones, and, you know, we just didn't finish the play. We didn't finish the block. We just weren't physical enough up front tonight.
Do you think it was a size difference that kind of hurt you guys in tonight's game? I think there were a couple times that they might have got you in the back, though, but I think that your offensive line had a good push for most of the part tonight. Ben Ramsey, I didn't have him sacked maybe once tonight, so I think that your offensive line blocked really well. Was it a size advantage that you guys struggled with?
Oh, maybe a little bit, but you know, we've been undersized all year. It's just we just got to go out there and finish, and you know, we got to get some things corrected and cleaned up, and we're gonna have to make some adjustments.
Hey, you guys do lose tonight, 35-7. Bring it back to the beginning of the game. Ben Ramsey came up big on two straight defensive drives for you guys. Did you know that you guys could find some success in your defense? Because the first 20 minutes of this game, it was a 0-0 ball game.
Yeah, you know, we did some good things early. I think part of the problem is, you know, we lost some guys, so the depth isn't what we have or did have. So we got to play some other guys, and those guys are going to have to grow up on the fly here a little bit.
And it was the South Central Island passing attack in that first half. Two big plays to Keegan Sword that kind of hurt you guys. I noticed that you had Ross Kusel on him most of the game. Was it just a couple of great plays drawn up there on those two big catches that he had that led to touchdowns, or were you guys miss out of play on those both those times?
A little bit of both. I mean, the kid is a really, really good football player, and the South Central Calhoun's lucky to have him, and I think we kind of got lost in coverage a little bit. So it's just a little bit of both.
Coach, you guys got ACGC next week in another district game. What do you know about the Chargers? They're going to want to run the football. Is that something you guys will really key on this week?
Well, absolutely. I think they came in tonight with like 12 passing attempts on the season. You know, it's going to be full house dive, double dive, quarterback. You know, they're pretty balanced with the amount of rushing attempts by the quarterback, fullback, and some of their halfbacks. I mean, the big offensive line, they're very physical up front. It's going to be a challenge.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, 5 weeks in the books, and some teams are still in the hunt. Most of our teams are still in the hunt for that district, so congratulations to them. A lot of big wins, a lot of tough losses this week, but one that's really interesting, Creston wins at Harlan 25-22. So interesting night out there. We're going to have some more interviews on the way. We're going to take one more quick break, come back, and we'll hear from Coach Case after this.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
South Central Calhoun head coach Brian Case joining us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Coach, offense started a little slow in that first half. Gavin batted two interceptions on the first two drives. What really changed for your offense to get going here in a 35-7 win?
We started taking care of the football. Our offensive line started taking over. We started going back to the full house tee and just executing our play action passes off of that and just kind of moving people off the ball. And good things happened for us. You know, we're taking a look at this game, and you know, we turn it over right before the half as well. And that could have been a day. Tiger in the first half, but that didn't happen. But, you know, it's one of those situations where we win, you know, by 28 points. We win 35-7, but at the same time, you turn the ball over five times, so you just wonder where your offense could be. So, I mean, yeah, we eliminate the mistakes. I think that we're a pretty good team moving forward.
And was it reads on those first two things for Bata with the interceptions? Was he not, because both of them were to Ben Ramsey, was he just not seeing Ramsey in his outside linebacker position, or what was it?
We had a receiver that fell down, and he still ended up coming back to the inside with it. And those are the situations where he just has to learn to play the next play. You know, eat that one, maybe throw it away, something like that, and come back and play the next play. But Gavin's a good quarterback. He kind of gets down on himself and so forth at times, but he knows where we're supposed to be throwing the football, but there's times he kind of gets locked into receivers rather than seeing the entire field, and that can cause some problems. But, you know, he came back out here in the second half. You saw it. I mean, he did a nice job executing our offense, except for the very last play where we threw another interception. I mean, that would have been the game winner right there as well, where we could have just got our number twos on the field and knelt it down, and they probably wouldn't have scored. But, yeah, decision-making, I think, is where he's at.
And then just outside of the turnovers, for the first, you know, quarter and a half, 20 minutes of this ball game, it was nothing, and it was flying by. What were you guys seeing offensive struggles for? What was the Wolves defense doing to you guys that you couldn't get in the end zone right away?
I think it was more so our doing, to be honest with you. They're a good football team, don't get me wrong, but I think just our lack of execution really hurt us, to be honest with you. You know, defensively, I thought both teams played pretty well. Obviously, every time that we turned the ball over, our defense, you know, stepped up and they did what they had to do in order to keep them out of the end zone as well. So I'm happy for our kids. I thought the defense played pretty well. We just took another step forward tonight.
So at the end of the half, Gavin takes it up the middle, fumbles it, or injures himself. We saw him come back. What was the injury there at the end of the second?
He took a helmet to the hip, so it's more so a hip pointer. It's going to be a bruise and so forth. But he's a tough kid. I mean, he came back in the second half, obviously, and he wanted to play, and he executed things really well. He was on offensively, defensively. He kicked off the very first kickoff that we had in the second half. So he's a tough kid. He was good to go.
Will it be a problem for you guys going into next week with Wes Hancock?
I don't think so. Okay. No.
And then the second half, a great second half for you guys. And I know that me and you talked before the game, you know, when we did our interview, you wanted to get other kids involved. And Brock Natras was a big factor for you guys tonight, offensively and defensively.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we had an opportunity. We just ran off tackle. We ran a power. And Brock was probably going to be in the end zone. He ends up getting it stripped. I mean, high and tight is what we teach the kids. And it didn't happen for us. They ended up, you know, getting the turnover, but we kept them out of the end zone. Brock, the very next play, or I shouldn't say that, the very next defensive series, he gets the interception, right? So he answered the call off of his turnover, and then we give him the ball the very next play, and he goes 95 yards for a touchdown. So Brock's a good kid. You know, there's times that he kind of hangs his head because he's really hard on himself as well, but we weren't going to go away from him. That's obviously why we gave him the ball the very next play, and he took it to the house.
I think that you also talked about in your pregame that you guys need to play good defense. Your defense played really well tonight. The first drives, they kind of drove down the field a little bit, but then the defense, really the rest of the game, I don't think they got, unless they had it in your side of the field, I don't think they got past the 50-yard line.
Casey, that's one of the things we've always prided ourselves on, was our defense. You know, last year we did not play very good defense. I think we ended up giving up like 35 points a game, and that was very uncharacteristic for our program. I've been here since 1995, and it's always been a defensive-type team for us. So last year was just kind of a struggle, and we're trying to work through some of that stuff right now and kind of getting back to the mindset that we need to have, that we've had for the past 20 years. And tonight, I think that we took us another step forward with that. I thought we started playing more physical. Kids started playing more aggressive. They were disrupting things in the backfield, and that was more like South Central Calhoun defense, and that's what we're really used to.
I want to talk about Keegan Sword for a little bit, because he had two catches in that first half that I think really sparked the offense. He had a 50-yard touchdown catch. They broke two tackles on. Then he had a 35-yard catch. Didn't quite get in the end zone, but you guys found him later on that drive. How big of a spark was he for your offense to kind of get you guys going here in tonight's game?
Keegan's a special player. I mean, he's a great target out there. He's 6'3", 6'4". You know, he's about 180 pounds, and he can run. You know, and it's the one-on-one battles. If we can ever get him matched up one-on-one, which he was tonight quite a bit, he's got to be able to win those one-on-one battles. We hit a quick stop route with him on his touchdown. He made a couple kids miss, and then he was off and running, and then nobody was going to catch him that way. So he's just a special player. It's one of those things that we're going to look for him, and everybody knows that we're going to look for him. But when they start, you know, double-teaming him, we've got other kids that can kind of come into the mix and take care of business as well. But Keegan's a really good player. We want him to become more and more physical as a receiver even, and then defensively at the same time. We need him to be a little bit more physical, and it's just going to elevate his game.
big one at home next week, a non-conference game. You get West Hancock. They're a traditional powerhouse in Class A. They're going to want to run the football. Is that something you guys are going to key on hard going into practice this next week?
We've got a great opportunity to play the back-to-back state champions, right? Mm-hmm. And they're coming to our place. We know what they're going to do. They're just going to run downhill at us. But tonight was encouraging for our kids. It was encouraging for our coaching staff for where our defense stepped up. And if we can kind of play that aggressive next week, I mean, you never know what's going to happen, right? We get them at home. Hopefully we can make some noise against those guys. We can execute offensively. We can get some stops defensively. And we'll see what happens.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Casey.
That was head coach Brian Case. The Sounds of Calumet Titans pick up a big win, 35-7 in a Class A District 7. We'll send it right back to the studio here on a Kick 106.7 and a KCIM.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature Butterburgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
I'm ready, man.
Well, if you thought you were going to sleep here going into the 11 o'clock hour, you're wrong. We are definitely wrong. We're going to play some more rock and roll here for you on the bumper music. But I want to thank Coach Case, Coach McCarville for those interviews. And we're going to catch up now with Coach Craig Lynch as they won 38-6.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with Glidden-Ralston head coach Craig Lynch. Wildcats improved 4-1 with an impressive 38-6 victory over Collins Maxwell. Craig, 38 points. You had to be pretty pleased with your effort tonight.
Yeah, it really was. Last few games, Todd, we've gotten off to a fast start. We got up 3 scores last week. We got up 2 scores right away tonight. And actually, probably should have been more. I mean, we scored our first 2 drives, and our 3rd and 4th drive, we were going right down the field and had errant snaps kind of in both those drives, and then got behind the chains and couldn't make it up. So at halftime, we were up 16-0, and the kids were kind of even kind of down. They thought that should be even more, but came back out second half, controlled line of scrimmage again, and got it done.
What were some of the offensive standouts tonight? You had, I know you don't like mention individual people, but offensively and defensively, you obviously had to play pretty good ball for most of the ball game.
Well, defensively, I was happy with everyone. I mean, anytime you hold anybody, an A player, to 6 points, mm-hmm. They scored kind of a late one there. Otherwise, it would have been a shutout, and we haven't had a shutout for a long time. So I was happy with the 6 on the board. And offensively, they played us so hard to our strong side. It was kind of like the old days. We had the one play to the weak side that they couldn't stop, and we just hammered that forever. So I don't know what stats would be, but Kobe Wallace might have carried the ball 40 times. I don't know. You know, and I keep saying that's the best part about this team. They're not anybody that cared who carried
right.
it. You know, 80 times, that's what was there. We took advantage of it, and they just couldn't stop that play tonight.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Like I said, after 5 weeks, you're sitting 4-1 and a couple points on being the perfect 5-0, Craig. So your kids got to be pretty happy right now.
Yeah, and it's very pleasing, Todd. I mean, this is a group that has worked really hard, hasn't had a lot of success, and they're getting to experience some success, and they're enjoying it. But they've also figured out, you know, it's their preparation during the week that makes a lot of difference, and they just come out and they just keep working hard and keep preparing, and it transfers over the field on a Friday. So, yeah, things are going well. We got three big ones to end and a huge one next week. So.
Yeah, I mean, next week, like I said, speaking of next week, you go to Audubon. Audubon comes out tonight with a 22-16 win over Coon Rapids Baird. Also, they're sitting 4-1, so a pair of 4-1 teams go next week at Audubon, so I'm sure you're looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I am. And you know, they're really explosive. They've got a lot of good skill kids. It's going to be a good matchup. And it's just, you know, it's really pleasing to be in a game that is meaningful, you know, and going in, it's a very meaningful game in the district. So that's kind of fun.
All right. So Craig Lynch, Golden Ross and Wildcats sitting 4-1, big one next week at Audubon. Craig, wish you the best of luck next week.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Well, thank you to Coach Craig Lynch for that interview, and good job, Mr. Danner, as always. We'd also like to thank Hy-Vee for providing food for the crew working the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. Working's a little strong there. And also the broadcast teams that are coming in here. They sneak in, and of course they get a chance to eat on Friday nights. Check out Hy-Vee for their daily deals, and stop by Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh. Say hello to Mr. Miller out there for us. Check it out for all your fuel needs and for the great food. And we're having a little bit of sliders tonight. It's a great way to keep us refreshed and fed. And we appreciate everything Hy-Vee is doing for us. And make sure you tell Mr. Miller a thank you for keeping us awake. We're going to step away, come back. Looks like Mr. Danner's got his interviews done. We're going to catch some more after this.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Ah, a little jump to get you going, Mr. Danner. How's that sound to you? Make sure you pull that mic over to you. There we go. Now we're waking you up.
Yeah, now I'm ready for it.
We were having some problems here.
Yep.
All right. We should be good to go. I want to make sure we got her going here. Let's start off Class 3A District 1. And Carroll had a 15-point lead, but they're going to fall 40-34 to MOC Floyd Valley. Sioux Center blanked Healand 21-0. And Sergeant Bluff Luton in overtime wins 26-23. Now, here's the one that's got me. Creston, I show on three different places. Creston won 25-22, but I just got a post on Facebook that it was the other way around, that Harlan won 25-22. So I'm not exactly sure what I got going on there, but either way, it was a close game.
Either way, it was a close game. So if we can get somebody to call in and let us know what the final of that score was, we'd appreciate it. Let's go to Class 2A.
Pull that right up to you.
Class 2A District 8.
There you go.
Kemper Catholic tonight goes on 39-3 over Greene County. Roland Story picks up a 20-14 victory over Southeast Valley. Des Moines Christian shuts out Seidel 47-0.
Class 1A, District 2. Pocahontas Area 28, East Sac County 6, as you heard Coach McCullough will be coming up next. Emmitsburg blanks Central Sioux Rapids 40-0, and Manson Northwest Webster blanks Eagle Grove 39-0.
Class A, District 7, South Central Calhoun 35, IKM Manning 7. Panorama rolls over Southwest Valley 49-15. Madrid edges Earlham 13-6. And ACGC picks up a 27-15 victory over Riverside.
Eight-man District 1, Woodbine defeats Arweva 56-26. Rems and St. Mary's all over Newell Fonda. And boy, I tell you what, Newell Fonda's been having a rough year so far for them. 51-18. And Boyer Valley knocks out Sydney 41-12. West Harrison and Siouxland Christian, we were just talking about that before we came on air. That game started at 6 because of the weather forecast, and you told me they moved that game as well because of unsafe turf. They are not reporting scores, so we're still waiting on that score.
We go to 8-man District 9. Ottawa and Wheelers tonight pick up a 22-16 tight victory over Coon Rapids Baird. Glenn Ralston continues to roll and move to 4-1 with 38-6 victory over Collins Maxwell. GTRA falls to St. Edmunds 46-36, and Colonesco picks up the 38-16 victory over Baxter.
Well, before we catch here, Coach McCullough, you know, you've gotten to talk to all the coaches or most of the coaches tonight. Of course, the ones that win, we know they're pretty thrilled, and Glidden Ralston, I think you can hear it in Coach Lynch's. Coach Lynch is one of those stoic guys. He's hard to read. You can kind of read him. You can see the expressions on his face, but he's kind of one of those hard guys to interview and read because he doesn't like to interview. He's gotten a lot better over the years.
Yep,
In the past, he wouldn't interview at all. But you can hear it in his voice. He's very, very pleased with this football team.
Yeah, I think he's very complimentary of his kids. He gives credit to all his kids. He doesn't like to individualize the team members, but offensive and defensively, he's been very pleased. You know, with the beginning of the first game of the season with Arweva, they lost only a couple by 1 or 2 points. You know, they'd be a perfect 5-0 right now. So, yeah, he's very pleased with how their team's going. He just, like most coaches, are taking it week by week and seeing how it goes. And then it's a big one next week coming up at Audubon.
Big turnaround for them, too. I mean, they've had some up and downs the last few years. But I can hear it in his voice. He's very optimistic about this team. It's in his voice. I just reading Coach. And sorry, Coach, but I have learned to read you a little bit, so we can play poker now. He is this team. I can tell he's really pleased and really likes this team, and he's kind of got his eye on it.
You know, it's one of those teams where you look back in the years that Craig's had some really, really good football teams that made it to the Unidome. You know, it's a team that is getting better week by week by week. And I think he said the Wallace kid carried the ball almost 40 times tonight.
Yeah.
So it's sounds like he's going to be the one to handle most of the offensive duties, but he's got some other kids that are stepping up for him as well.
Well, it's a good thing he's a better athlete than his dad.
I'm not going there.
You chicken, I will. And then Arweva, a tough loss. And we talked earlier too. Woodbine's one of those teams that I kind of reckon them like Atlantic, kind of up and down. You don't know week to week what they always had really good athletes, but just don't know if they're going to be able to put it together as a team. And it sounds like tonight they were able to put them together against Arweva.
Yeah, they have an outstanding passing attack. They had bring back a quarterback, Broden Pryor, who's only a sophomore and had a terrific freshman year for him.
Yeah.
And we knew their passing game was going to be good. So it was just a matter of them coming out early and setting the tone with three long touchdown passes. They got behind Arweva's defense tonight. And that pretty much set the tone, like I said, for the ball game. And they're going to be a team to tussle with down the stretch here.
We're going to step away. We're going to hear from Coach McCullough. And then we're going to come back. You and I will talk about Coon Rapids Baird and Audubon. And neither one of us got to talk about. We'll talk about the IKM Manning South Central Calhoun game. And then we'll touch on the Carrolls and stuff. We didn't get to see a lot of them, but we got to watch a little bit of it. So we'll touch on those when we come back. But let's hear from Coach McCullough on their loss.
Talking with Eric McCullough, head coach of the East Sac County Raiders tonight, who lost to Pocahontas area 28-6. Eric, go ahead and give me a synopsis of the ball game tonight.
Yeah, Todd, I'll give you some things that I can remember. We had a lot of things going on, and we had a few more injuries tonight, so just a lot of things kind of going through my mind right now. But, we kind of thought we had the kids in the right positions. Kind of had a game plan. We come out on defense right away. We had a pick six. They got called back on a block in the back. It's just those little things like that. When big play, the first play, they tried to throw the ball, and our guy jumped it and made a great interception and returned it. And then kids just trying to make a play, and we just have to understand and realize that when 10, 15 yards ahead of us, we just don't want to make that. Make that touch. And that's hard to do because kids just want to be involved, and it's just still a learning process with a lot of our kids. So we had the ball, inside the 30, I think, or 40, and we kind of stubbed our toe and ended up losing it on downs. So we didn't get any points out of that. But it was kind of back and forth. End of the first quarter was 0-0. Second quarter, kind of same thing, back and forth, but they kind of put together a run game. And then kind of hit us on some passes, too, some bigger drives, 15, 20 yards. And then they come back and hit us with a run game. And we got some kids kind of banged up, so we had some other kids in some other defensive positions. So we just were out of position a lot, out of alignment maybe a little bit. And they got two on us, so we go into halftime down 14-0. We talked to the kids, made some adjustments, talked to them about what they were seeing. We come out. After halftime, they kicked off to us. I believe we went three plays and we went to punt. They ended up muffing it. We recovered it at the 20, 25 yard line. We come out in overload and had the quarterback keep it around the end. Tate ended up running 20 or 25 yards for a touchdown. We go to kick the PAT. We had a bad snap. And so we didn't get the points there. So we're down 14-6. But then the next series, we kicked off to them, and they were able to just drive down the field, running pretty much. And we just had a tough time stopping that. We made some adjustments, got some kids changed around, and then they kind of hit us on a tight end pop pass, I believe, for a touchdown. Kind of same thing happened their next series. So you get down by points and you start throwing the ball, trying to make plays. And we ended up throwing, I think, three interceptions tonight. And we had a big run again up the middle on a trap play, and we fumbled the ball. So you can't come out and have four turnovers and only gain, I think, two. We had the interception and then had that fumble recovery on that punt. So when you lose a turnover margin like that in district football, that's
right.
Pretty tough to be successful on there.
Eric, you talked about injuries a little bit. Any significant ones that for tonight that happened?
Yeah, we got two starters. They'll probably be questionable for next week again. We got a couple other guys that will probably be on the fence, see how the week kind of progresses with them. But we should get one or maybe two back from last week. That'll hopefully kind of help us out a little bit. But it's still, when you're looking at even this late in the season and you got freshmen and sophomores and they're good kids, they just don't have the experience, and try and put them in a position of varsity game, and when it's a learning opportunity for them, and sometimes they make a step the wrong way or read the wrong way and it catches big on you, and they get pretty frustrated, and it just kind of starts rolling a little bit, and we just need to
kind of regroup this week, and that'll be tough too with homecoming.
I was going to say, with homecoming, there's always a lot that goes on extra besides the worrying about the game.
There is, you know, and then I've had different views on homecoming over the years, mm-hmm. and the distractions, but I think the last couple of years it's been good for some school spirit and kind of get the kids excited to play. And, you know, Eagle Grove, I'm not sure how they did tonight. They're struggling this year, so it should be a good matchup for us, except for they're going to want to play option football. And that's the one thing that's nervous for us is just on defense. We got to make sure we play disciplined football, assignment football, and it'll just be some try and get some quality reps, you know. And with our kids where we are, it's tough during practice to teach them to be physical and aggressive, but yet not get anybody hurt in practice. And it's just one of those fine lines you got to try and navigate a little bit. And I think the kids will hopefully bounce back this week, and then we'll get ready.
All right, Eric, well, I appreciate your time, and good luck against Eagle Grove. I know homecoming week's always fun for the kids and for the community, so good luck next week.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Todd.
Okay, thanks a lot, Coach.
Bye.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
Well, Todd's over there dancing his little Run DMC, so we know we got some good music going over. And we had a little trouble with Coach Austin Stokes' interview. For some reason, it cut off at 4 seconds. But we got him set. Who knows? Todd and I are looking at each other. You know, we even tested this stuff before. But that's what they get when they bring amateurs in here, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Second weekend on the job, and I'm sure Blankman's ready to maybe let me go here.
No, because he ran out of the studio as quick as he could when he found we were going to go back on air. So he's working hard over there getting things set up, so all the scores there. But we're going to hear from Coach Stolk as they lost 56-26, and we thank him for doing a second interview so that we can get this on the air.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. I'm talking with our Weaver co-head coach, Austin Stoke, whose Rocket team tonight lost to Woodbine 56-26, suffering their first loss of the year, so the Rockets fall to 4-1 overall. Austin, it sounds like Woodbine got out strong early and just ran from there.
Yeah, they really set the tone, Todd, offensively in that first quarter. You know, they're able to have a couple big passes over top of our defensive backs and our linebackers. You know, and then offensively for us in that first quarter, we had two fumbles, and it's just kind of uncharacteristic of us. You know, we did a lot of uncharacteristic things tonight, and those were a couple things and our turnovers. You know, I think we had 6 turnovers tonight, and we got off to a slow start. You know, it was 14-0 at the end of the first, and at halftime we were down 34-12. You know, and when you get down in that big of a hole, it's kind of tough to climb out of when you face a good football team like Woodbine is. So, you know, our guys played hard, but we just did not get off to a good start at all, and they set the tone.
And like I said, like we mentioned earlier, when you fall down 34-0, it's tough for the kids to get some momentum back and get back into the ball game like that.
Yeah, it is tough, Todd. No matter who you're playing, no matter how you're playing, it's tough. You know, we had, I think, 4 turnovers in the first half. You know, and we got beat over the top a lot, and we made some adjustments, but they did a nice job of scouting us out and kind of picking on some of our weaknesses. You know, and then offensively, we just weren't having good blocking schemes up front to run the football. You know, we wanted to try to run the football on the ground, and we'd kind of pound and sustain a drive for a while, and then we'd kind of have a mistake, whether it was a bad snap or a bad read by the quarterback or a bad, you know, a bad read by a running back. It was just, we'd get a drive going for a few plays, we'd get a couple first downs, and then we just couldn't punch them in.
So, Austin, do you think it's, you know, after 4 weeks, going into week 5 here, that starting off 4-0, that your team, you say you're ready for a letdown, or is it just Woodbine, you know, came out tonight and just took it to you earlier on?
Yeah, you know, I would say, Todd, that they maybe came out, you know, they came out with a little bit more fire and a little bit more drive to win the football game. I truly think that, and I think, you know, that's definitely on us as a coaching staff. It's our job to get the guys ready to play each and every week, regardless of what our record is. You know, our guys, you know, we were 4-0, but I don't think our guys necessarily let that get to their heads. You know, Woodbine just simply outplayed us. They beat us tonight. You know, they executed things. I think they only had 1 turnover versus our 6 including a couple onside kicks that they were able to execute. So, you know, it was the little things, you know, not only physically but mentally that we don't normally make mistakes on.
Mm-hmm.
When adversity hit, we didn't respond very well at times tonight.
Well, after tonight's ball game, you're sitting 4-1. You got a tough one next week at Remsen against a very perennial power in Remsen St. Mary's. You know, what's your thoughts on that going into that game?
Yeah, Remsen likes to run the football a lot. Historically, they've been a great football team, and we know that they are this year as well, ranked in the top 10. It's just a matter of we need to come Monday. Our guys are well aware that the film room is going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of things going on that we have to correct. We're going to point out a lot of different things. But our guys, you know, we have good kids. We're definitely going to bounce back. They'll be hungry to clean up their mistakes from this game against Woodbine and move on to Remsen with what they have to throw at us.
And, Austin, did you come out of the game health-wise tonight? Did you come out injury-free, get ready for Remsen?
We have a couple guys kind of dinged up here and there. Otherwise, you know, nothing major. We got to clean things up, both physically and mentally, and just be ready to go in week 6.
All right, Austin, I appreciate the time, and good luck next week at Remsen.
Okay, thanks a lot, Todd.
Yep.
Well, you know, Todd, we actually have some listeners out there. I would have bet against it. I don't know why they're listening to me, but they must be listening for your interviews because they sure don't want to hear from me. But thank you to Coach McCullough, gave us that Harlan Creston score to confirm it, and Doug Wanger also texting with me. I had a screenshot from somebody that was watching it on a TV, and it was actually backwards. They had Harlan winning it. But we have a picture of the scoreboard that Coach McCullough sent us. So we know that Creston did defeat Harlan 25-22. So, and that's the way ScoreStream had it, you know, all of our different places. Sometimes they get a little mixed up, but that was a correct score. But, you know, that's a big game.
Creston's got a nice squad this year. They're going to be tough to handle, and Harlan's Harlan. You know, people might say they might be a little down, but I wouldn't bet on it.
No, Coach Reuter was actually talking about he thought it could get ugly. He thought Harlan might be able to take them apart. But, Creston, I got to watch them. They have a lot of one-way players,
mm-hmm.
A lot of team speed, a lot of short little linebackers that can tackle. I'm assuming they're wrestlers the way they were doing double leg takedowns. But very nice team there. And let's go over, you know, we'll talk about a couple games that happened tonight. But let's look at next week, peek ahead a little bit. Carroll is going to be at Bishop Heelan. Pregame is going to be at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KIKD. And Nick Brinks, he's the road warrior. He likes those Sioux City trips, so he's going to go up there. Des Moines Christian at Kemper. Now, that's a battle for the lead. Des Moines Christian, I believe. Let me double check my stats here. But I believe Des Moines Christian, they're 1-1 in the district. So that's one that Kemper can really extend the lead out.
And I think it's in Kemper's homecoming.
It should be probably homecoming, yeah. So that will be at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KCIM. And Mr. Hallcap coming back out of semi-retirement for that one. And then Eagle Grove will be at ESAC, and that's a very winnable game for that ESAC squad. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7. CB Sports Network YouTube page. So that's going to be a stream-only game with Mr. Blankman. So streaming only, not on radio, but it'll be a pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on the YouTube channel with Mr. Blankman. Coach Blankman. Ooh, boy, that was hard to say. Wes Hancock will be at South Central Calhoun at 7,
yeah,
and that's one that they talked about. That's going to be
a battle.
You got a two-time state champion there in our South Central squad that is going to look forward to that battle.
Mm-hmm.
ICAM Manning at ACGC, another good game. Yes. Both teams liking to run the ball. That's at 7 o'clock. Arweva is going to be at Remsen St. Mary at 7. That's going to be a tough test for the Arweva Rockets, but the way they've been playing, it'll be nice for them to go up there and give a good showing. And then Glidden-Ralston at Audubon. I'm going to say that might be our game of the week. Pre-game at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KKRL, and that will be with Casey Miner. So Casey's going to have a heck of a game there. That one should be very entertaining.
Yep. Both sitting 4-1. So, yeah, it should be a great ball game next week at Audubon.
And then a winnable game for Coon Rapids Baird. They're going to be at St. Ed's and St. Edmunds at 7 o'clock. And, you know, that's one I think Coon Rapids Baird could come out with. And then I probably shouldn't advertise this, but I will be back on the scoreboard show next week. So I'll probably not get many people listen. But Jim Mulder is going to be on there with me. So maybe he can keep me from screwing up all night long. But, you know, let's talk about we talked about Glidden, you know, Audubon, you know, they had, they've had a loss to Cam, who, you know, is amazing. You know, they're 3-1, now they're 3-0 in the district. And, you know, Coon Rapids Baird, we'll start with Audubon. You know, here's a team that, that I think's pretty doggone good. You know, they're not their normal Audubon, but, you know, I think that shows, you know, the way they've been playing that. That Cam team they played, they won the state championship for a reason, and they got some talent there.
Yeah, Cam's going to be, you know, just as talented as past with their younger speaker brother at the quarterback. Audubon, you know, they don't have that flashy offensive player that they had in the last few years, but they just have a lot of kids that are tough-nosed, hard-nosed kids, love the game of football, and Coach Burks does a great job with those guys.
Yeah, I think they're really coming along. And then Coon Rapids Baird, here's a team that just can't catch a break right now. You know, the first game, I thought they probably should have won that game or could have won that game. And, you know, the Cam game, they're 1-4 now, but, you know, the Cam game, you understand. I mean, Cam is Cam. And, you know, I think the first couple games they thought they could have won. And then, you know, this Audubon game, 22-16, is a good game. I think Coach Moore's happy with it. I think it's one of those teams that, you know, the ball bounces here or there just a little bit either way, and they're looking a lot better. So they're not out of it. I think in this district, they're, you know, to me, you got Audubon and Glidden-Ralston, I think, are the two horses that are leading it right now, and they show that. I mean, you look at Audubon, they're 3-0, and Glidden's 3-0 in the district. And then I think you got, I think Coon Rapids Baird and St. Edmunds are the one fighting for the number three slot, and I don't see any reason why Coon Rapids Baird can't beat St. Edmunds.
And talking to Coach Moore tonight, he's very optimistic about still battling for that second or third spot in the for the playoffs. Like I said, his kids just didn't get a lot of breaks tonight. If he would have got a few breaks here and there tonight, he said he probably would have come out with a victory. So he was disappointed with the loss, but he wasn't disappointed with their effort.
We're going to hear from him. We're going to step away, break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Coach Moore, and we'll keep going on here with the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Talking with Chris Moore, head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, who tonight, Crusaders team falls 22-16 to Audubon. Chris, tell me about the ball game. It sounds like, I was talking to Coach Burke, sounds like it was pretty tight the whole way.
Yeah, that was a heck of a game. Both teams really got after it. You know, proud of my kids' effort, you know, and it just stinks. We just came up short, had a chance at the end, had the ball, you know, and just ran out of time and then threw that interception with about 10 or 15 seconds left. And, you know, we had a lot of field to go down yet, but, you know, we had a chance. And, like I said, again, proud of my kids' efforts, and it was a heck of a game by Audubon, and really physical, and it was a fun night.
How's the game? Like I said, the game went back and forth, but how'd the game? Did you guys go up first? They go up first. How'd the game go?
Yeah, we jumped on them first, and they came back and answered. You know, we've kind of, you know, shot ourselves in the foot at times tonight. That opening drive for Audubon, we had them in third and long, and, you know, just maybe some third downs, we just couldn't get ourselves off the field. You know, it's kind of been the story of the season. You know, once we figure out how to, you know, not beat ourselves, you know, we're a heck of a team.
So offensively, defensively, anybody you want to mention stand out tonight for you that you would like to get in there?
You know what? I'm just going to talk about all the kids
okay.
that played tonight. You know, those guys, you know, just left it on the field. You know, all of them did. And, you know, just, like I said, stinks that we came up on the short end.
So with the loss, I dropped you to, what, 1-4 overall coach on the year?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, our district is really tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you know, I know we're 0-2 in the district, but, you know, the teams that we have left, you know, everyone's pretty well evenly paired. You know, we're going to battle yet here and hopefully, you know, and try to sneak in, you know, second, third place. And
right.
You know, we saw them get in the playoffs. So, you know, obviously, we got a lot to play for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the kids, you know, they – had their chins up and was really proud, like I said, just super proud of how they handled the loss and, you know, and the lookout, the outlook on the rest of the season for us.
Well, I tell you what, next week you head over to Fort Dodge to take on a St. Edmund team. You know anything about them?
Audubon played them last week. It was like, I think 66-48. So that should be a good game for us, a winnable game for us. So, you know, we're going to, you know, get back to work over the weekend here as coaches and, you know, try to get things figured out and put ourselves, you know, put our kids in a better situation and hopefully get the W.
Okay. Coach, did you come out of tonight's game with a healthy, no injuries out of the ballgame tonight?
Yeah, correct. Have anyone that didn't get dinged up at all. We feel good about that.
All right. Well, wish you good luck next week at St. Edmunds, and hopefully we can get back on the winning track next week then.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it was homecoming this week, and it's a great environment. I just wanted to thank all the fans that came out and supported the boys, you know, and keep believing in them, and we'll get things figured out, and get back on the winning track and go CRB.
I tell you what, yeah, homecoming's great for everybody, for the team, the fans, the coaches, the community. So good luck next week, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest-raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh, frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day, with over 30
toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
All right, Blankman's out there breakdancing to this. That's more than I can take. We might have to get this one out of the rotation. You know, we got one coach to go. And knowing Coach Burks, he probably said we just saved the best for last.
But
we got Coach Burks here. We're gonna listen to him. They won 22-16. We'll hear Coach Burks and how he felt about his game.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with Audubon head coach Sean Burks, who's seeing a team tonight defeated Coon Rapids Fair 22-16. Audubon with the win goes to 4-1 overall in the season. Sean, sounds like a tight ball game the whole way.
Yeah, you know, it was a stark contrast to last week when we won 60-some to 40-some.
Right.
It was 15 possession each team and high scoring back and forth. And tonight was a lot better defense on both sides. They schemed us really well. They've got really good athletes. They're really physical up front. And, you know, we didn't punt. We didn't turn it over, and we only scored 3 touchdowns. They were able to force us to 4 fourth down failures, 1 for 5. They did a nice job, and their coaches. It was a hard-fought district win, and you'd rather learn from a close win than a close loss. So we keep plugging along and look forward to ways to get better before next week.
Offensively, defensively, Sean, do you have anybody to stand out for you tonight?
That sounds very Kirk Ferentz post-game of me, but we had numbers to run it. We had the alleys to run it. We just, somebody somewhere, and give credit to their kids. Either their DN would blow it, their nose guard would slow, their backers would get off a block. We had 4-on-4 to get it done on one side, and just, you know, we get 8 yards here and 10 yards here, and then we get a penalty or we get a negative play, and we just couldn't maintain it. So we tried some different formations in the second half, different motions, a little more success, but not really. You know, it was we had first goal at the 1 and didn't get it picked up. We failed on 4 runs. The other 4 fourth down failures were set up by penalties on first or second down, where we had 1st and 20 or 2nd and 14. You know, that's self-inflicted, but really give credit to their kids because they were doing what it took to force us to have to hold them or block them in the back. We got a lot to clean up. We got a lot to learn from. And defensively, kids played really well. First drive of the game that they scored on, we botched the kickoff, just totally almost missed the ball in the wet field, short field for them, and they pick it up. And then the other touchdown for them, they had 2 deep posts over the middle, and any of 4 guys could have come down with it. Their guy came down with it, and they ended up scoring on that drive. So we give credit to our D-line. You know, I thought they played well. We really didn't let them drive the ball and push the ball down the field and have a sustained drive all night, and probably the difference in the game.
Okay, and like you mentioned, Sean, the wet field, did it come into play tonight with the field a little wet?
Yes and no. I mean, it was the same field for both teams. Guys were slipping here and there. You know, it was a factor, but it didn't change the outcome of the game probably. You know, we had a fourth down in the red zone. Had a tight end screen called. Edward Miller was open. He went to juke a guy probably 2 yards short of the first down. It slipped and fell, and we turned it over on downs on our last possession. There's nothing to say that kid wouldn't have tackled him on the spot short, wouldn't
right.
have changed it. And they had their quarterback slipped and fell and a couple times, too, where maybe he gets out of that on a dry field. So it was it played a factor, but luckily for us, it never really dumped on us, no lightning delay.
That's good.
Get out of it and be done on Friday night, not to make it up Saturday or Monday.
Exactly. Well, with the win, like I said, you go to 4-1. You play another 4-1 team next week in Glidden-Ralston, who tonight beat Collins Maxwell 38-6. So, what are you looking forward to that in that matchup?
You know, I haven't had a chance to watch them on film. We've been very focused on the week in, the week out. We'll have a chance to turn the page tomorrow and start watching the film. But just what I've gathered is they run physical. They use a lot of motion, and Coach Lynch has them playing, you know, Wildcat football. And I think they're
right.
And really being smash mouth and being physical. So we'll see. So just looking at their scores, you know, they've kind of shocked some people. And now you're at the point where, you know, 4-1's not a surprise. You're not shocking people.
Right.
It's not an accident. It's not a fluke. They've got to be legit. So the two undefeateds in the district matchup in Audubon on homecoming late in the season. We've got a lot to play for. It's been an exciting atmosphere.
All right, Sean, congratulations on the win, and good luck next week.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
Yep, thank you.
Feld Security of Caro is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Caro, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Well, we're keeping them up now, Todd. Thunderstruck.
Yeah. Got to keep it going around here. Got to get a little quiet around here as we get the crowd going.
Everybody's starting to go home. The food's gone, and we want to thank Hy-Vee for that. Yeah. But I notice once the food goes down, people roll out of here pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty quick they do. Yes, they do.
Well, we want to thank Hy-Vee. They bring us out food every week for the crew. Now, they're saying working. I'm going to call it the crew out here. I don't know if you call what we're doing really working, but... taking care of us here at the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. And also the broadcast teams, when they come back, they're the ones that usually chow that sucker down.
Yep,
so,
pretty quick.
Thanks to Lonnie Miller out at Hy-Vee. And check out Hy-Vee for their daily deals and stop by the Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh. If you want to smack Lonnie and wake him up, that's always a good thing to do. But check him out for your fuel needs and also great food. And thanks to Lonnie. We had sliders again this week. And you know, we're pretty simple out here. It doesn't take us a whole lot. We've had,
No.
You know, but it's just nice to have a little bit of food to go along with all that. I guess you can call what I'm drinking coffee. It's pretty thick. I mean, I stood my spoon up in it and it stood straight up. So, and you got your
ham sandwiches and Pepsi at almost midnight. You got nothing better than that.
I see you got the new old logo.
The new old logo.
I like that old logo. That's my favorite. The unretired. So.
Yep.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's roll through the scores again. I'll let you start out with Class 3A.
All right. Class 3A, District 1. Carroll hosted MLC Ford Valley tonight, and MLC Ford Valley comes away with a 40-34 victory over the Tigers. Sioux Center picks up a 21-0 victory over Sioux City Heelan. And in overtime, Sergeant Bluff Luton nips Borden Hall Rock Valley 26-23.
And we are confirmed. We actually saw the scoreboard, so we know that we are correct. Creston won 25-22, and really funny, just a quick shout-out for everybody that helped us. But we had a screenshot of a TV broadcast that had Harlan winning 25-22. So, but the scoreboard didn't lie. It was Creston, so congratulations to them. Class 2A, District 8, Kemper. Kemper takes a commanding lead there in the district, 39-3. Over Greene County. Roland Story 20-14 over Southeast Valley, and Des Moines Christian Blank Sadel 47-0.
All right, let's turn to Class 1A District 2. East Sac County hosted Pocahontas Area tonight, and East Sac County falls 28-6 to Pocahontas Area. Emmitsburg picks up a 40-0 shutout of Sioux Central Sioux Rapids. And Manson Northwest Webster also picks up a shutout, 39-0 over Eagle Grove.
Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun 35, IKM Manning 7. Madrid defeats Earlham 13-6. ACGC almost doubles up Riverside 27-15. And Panorama all over Southwest Valley 49-15.
All right, let's turn to 8-man District 1. We've hosted Woodbine tonight, and Woodbine comes away with a 56-26 victory over the host Rockets. Remsen St. Mary's all over Newell Fonda, 51-18 St. Mary's. Boria Valley picks up a big win, 41-12 victory over Sydney, and West Harrison rolls over Siouxland Christian, 48-26.
8-man District 9. It was Audubon 22, Coon Rapids Baird 16. St. Edmunds 46-36 in a non-district over GTRA. It was Glidden Ralston 38, Collins Maxwell 6, and Kovonesco defeats Baxter 38-16. And Todd, let's take a peek at these districts here. And, you know, we're going to let's start with Class 3A. And again, week one. So you got Carroll at 0-1, MOC Floyd Valley at 1-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton at 1-0, Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 0-1. Helan's going to be 0-1, and Sioux Center's going to be 1-0. But if you look at their overall record, so MOC Floyd Valley is going to be 3-2 now. Carroll's now going to be 1-4. Boyden Hall Rock Valley's 1-4. Sergeant Bluff Luton at 2-3. Helan's now going to be 4-1, and Sioux Center's going to be 4-1. This is a district I don't have a clue. I think, Carol, I think you throw a blanket over these, and whoever comes out of it comes out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think everybody's in the same boat here.
You know, Carol got some kids back tonight from some early season injuries, and, you know, they're good, even though they lost tonight to MLC, they're going to be right there for the district for the spots in the playoffs. So, yeah, it's like I said, throw a blanket over them. It's up for grabs in this one.
Yeah, as Carol gets healthy, healthier and in shape, I think they're going to be different. We go to Class 2A, District 8, and, you know, Kemper now at 2-0. Greene County is going to be 1-1. Des Moines Christian is going to be 2-1. Saddell 0-2. Roland Story will now be 1-1. And Southeast Valley 0-2. So Kemper now at 2-0. They're going to be standing alone there. And, you know, they've defeated Roland Story and Greene County now. So if they can pick up this win over Des Moines Christian, they kind of lock themselves into that talk of the championship there.
Yeah, I think Kemper's got them kind of in a good spot right now. They just got to take care of business and, you know, week by week. And then, like I said, with the victory over Des Moines Christian, kind of want to lock up that number one position.
They're going to lock up playoff if they win that. Yeah. They're pretty well locked in there. So congratulations to them. They're rolling right along. Class 1A, District 2. So Pocahontas is now going to be 1-1. Esat County is going to be 0-2. Eagle Grove is going to be 0-2. Manson Northwest Webster 2-0. Emmitsburg is going to be 2-0. And Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 1-1. To me, this district right now, I haven't seen the scores out of Northwest Webster. I don't think Manson's as strong as what you think. Emmitsburg's been struggling along there. So let's look at it. Pocahontas area is going to be 2-3 now. East Sac's going to be 2-3. Eagle Grove is going to be 0-5. Manson's going to be 2-3. Emmitsburg is going to be 3-2, and Sioux Rapids is going to be 2-3. So, you know, East Sac County has got, you know, they're going to have Eagle Grove. That, in my mind, is a win. I like East Sac County's chance to come out of this district again.
Yeah, I mean, it's another district that's kind of up for grabs. You know, Emmitsburg's always been that perennial power. You know, but they're sitting there at 2-0. Manson's 2-0, but I think Emmitsburg's got the nod over them. So yeah, East Sac County with a couple breaks here and there, they're still in this.
Oh, we probably should. Because we're talking about playoffs. We better do this.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We're three quarters. You know, we're past half. We're getting closer to three quarters away through the season. So we need to kind of look at this stuff because you're only 2-3 games away from hitting it. So now we're looking at Class A District 7 and South Central Calhoun. Well, we're going to start with ACGC. They're now 5-0. They're definitely controlling their destiny here. South Central Calhoun, they're going to be 4-0 in the district. South Central Calhoun's now going to be 3-1 in the district. IKM Manning's going to be 2-2. and you're going to have Madrid. That was a non-district. Earlham is going to be 2-1. Panora now is 1-2. Southeast Valley is going to be 0-3, and Riverside is going to be 0-3. So South Central Calhoun, you know, sitting there in the second place spot, I think pretty solid. They're going to play a non-district game. IKM Manning, I like the way they're playing. You know, I don't see anybody in here that's really been tearing things up. You know, Southwest Valley was supposed to be really good, but they're struggling. They're 2-2 overall, 0-3 in the district. So, you know, IKM Manning has a really good shot here. I think South Central has a good shot. I think everybody's right in this one.
Yeah, I think IKM Manning and the South Central Calhoun are both in good spots. You know, ACGC with the win over South Central a week ago, and now sitting in 4-0 in the district, obviously have the number one spot. But South Central and IKM Manning, I wouldn't nothing past them that both of them make them postseason.
And then the 8-man District 1. This one I think you have a lot of teams that are a lot alike. Woodbine is now going to be 3-1. Arweva is going to be 2-1. Boyer Valley is going to be 2-2. Sydney, that was a non-district game for Sydney. Remsen's now 3-0. Newell Fond is 2-2. West Harrison's going to be 1-3. And Siouxland Christian is going to be 0-3. You know, I think if you look here, I think Remsen is showing themselves to be kind of the class, might even be the class. You know, they're going to make the argument they're the class in 8-man total. And then Woodbine, you know, they got that win tonight over Arweva, but you know, they lost. Who did they? They've lost to, was it Coon Rapids Baird?
Yeah, I think so.
Or Glenn Rawson, one of the teams.
Glenn Rawson, I think. Yeah.
So. So, you know, you look at this, you know, Woodbine could easily get tripped up here. I think this is another one of those districts that's tricky for me. I like Arweva, the way they've been playing. This one's gonna probably come down to the wire, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, Remsen St. Mary's is probably going to be the number one team out of that district. And the second and third spots are going to be up for grabs. I mean, all those teams pretty much play each other. You know, Woodbine got a big one tonight over Arweva, so they're looking good. But that second and third spots is going to come down to Boer Valley plays Arweva the last week of the regular season. I mean, and Arweva's still got some tough games with Remsen Newell.
And Newell's getting beat by teams they don't normally get
beat.
So, you know, you look at that Newell game, boy, that's a winnable game as well. And then we come down here to the 8-man District 9, and wow. Where do you go? I mean, Glidden-Ralston, they're going to be 3-0. Ottoman's 3-0. Coon Rapids Bears going to be 1-2. St. Evans going to be 1-1. Colo Nesco is now 2-2. Baxter's 1-2, and Collins Maxwell is going to be 0-4, and you know, here's a team in Baxter that beat Coon Rapids Baird, but you know, they had a week rest before they got them. You know, you look at Glidden Ottoman, that's gonna be one heck of a game. You know, that's gonna be for the lead of the district there. That's gonna be one heck of a game next week. You know, Coon Rapids Baird, if they just get the ship righted, and I'm talking minute changes, you know, they're there. I mean, Baxter, you know, getting beat tonight, I don't see them doing anything. And I think Coon Rapids Baird can get St. Edmunds. So
yeah, I think Coach Moore talking about the St. Edmunds game, he thought that could be a winnable ball game for them next week. Let's say if Coon Rapids Baird takes care of business, they're going to be right there for that third playoff spot.
So it's fun to be, you know. We're well past the halfway point now. We're five games and a 9-game schedule. So, you know, we're getting that 3-quarter spot, and all of our teams realistically are looking at playoffs yet. I mean, there's nobody that I would say, nah, you know, we're not just talking radio. I really believe every one of those guys really have a legit shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, you're in week six, you're getting ready for the, you know, start talking about the playoffs a little bit. And like I said, with every team still alive, that's what makes this football season interesting for everybody. That's why it draws the crowds to these low area schools.
It'd be unprecedented. It'd be really cool to have all 9 schools in the playoffs.
Wouldn't
week
it be?
One.
Yeah,
I want to see what little's left of Blankman's hair fall out, trying to figure out where we're going and how we're doing that. We would definitely have a scoreboard show. If we have more than a couple teams, we'll have a scoreboard show that week. I've actually got it penciled in because I'm pretty sure we're going to have one.
Yep.
But let's quickly talk about to next week's schedule here, and then we'll go to a break. But you got Carroll at Bishop Heelan, pregame at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KD with Nick Brinks. That's only if he gets his tire fixed. I had to pick him up alongside the road like a hobo today.
Yeah.
He got a flat tire over by Ralston. I had to pick him up and drag him in just to call the game. I kicked him out stadium, said, here, go do your game, bye. So we got him in. He's going to have to fix that. But if he can get that car fixed, he can maybe get up to Sioux City and call that game.
Well, looking forward to that.
Des Moines Christian is going to be at Kemper. Pre-game 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KCIM with the semi-retired Mr. Hallcappen. This game is important for Kemper because this definitely, you get a win here and you, I think you've locked playoffs up pretty good, but you really have a commanding lead in that.
I think this is a trap game for Kemper, though. They can't overlook Des Moines Christian, though.
They're a good team. They're a good team. Eagle Grove. A very winnable game at ESAC. Pre-game is going to be at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 on the CB Sports Network YouTube page, and that's going to be with Jeff Blankman. So that'll be a stream-only game, but it'll be streaming video audio with Mr. Blankman up there. So that should be a fun one. Boy, this one. West Hancock. Britt West Hancock at South Central Calhoun at 7. You want to talk about two perennials. You got a two-time defending state champs traveling to South Central. That is going to be the old-fashioned slobber knocker.
I was going to say, if you like running football, you want to see some running football, go to this is the ball game to be at next week up at the Lake City, South Central Calhoun and Britt West Hancock. Two quality ball teams, perennial powers there in the past, so it'd be fun. That's going to be a fun one.
On that one, you just hope you don't get people hurt because there's going to be some hitting in that game.
Yep.
That one's going to be a hard-hitting game. IKM Manning, now this is going to be a good test for them. They're mm-hmm. going to go down to the leader, ACGC. You know, if they can go down there and get a win at ACGC, that throws that whole district into a mess. So, interesting, that game will be at ACGC at 7 o'clock. Arweva, they're going to take their test. They're going to go up and take on the Remsen St. Mary's team at 7 o'clock. So that should be an interesting game for them. And then I think this is our game of the week. That Glidden-Ralston at Audubon, pregame at 6:15, kickoff at 7 on KKRL. That will be with KC Miners. That one right there, I think, the team that wins that definitely is in control of everything in that district.
Well, nothing like playing for the district lead right there. You know, two quality football teams playing some quality football right now. I mean, yeah, it's whoever comes out of that ball game sits in the driver's seat. So yeah, it's going to be a fun one.
And then Coon Rapids Baird. This is a chance for them to make a statement, mm-hmm. and I think they will at St. Edmunds at 7 o'clock. And then I shouldn't probably advertise this because we want people to listen, but I'll be doing the scoreboard show again with Mr. Molitor. So if people don't tune in, I completely understand. But
more people probably tune in since I'm not going to be probably doing the show next week. So we'll see.
I don't know. Well, Blankman's been threatening coming in here. We'll see. We're going to step away, take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more of the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show after this.
Take your brand to the next level with Toploft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Toploft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Toploft in downtown Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Tell you what, somebody could pick out some pretty good music for bumper music, you know that?
Yeah, yep. I thought Combs had some really good music the last few years.
Yeah, wrong little Copperhead Road here. So we got, you guys hear the voice. We're going to call him the voice, the Hall of Fame voice. Of
Todd Danner?
I'm not a Hall of Famer. There's nothing like
Ms.
sitting Blankman, by next to
in
Hall of
studio,
Blankman,
and
yes.
We're discussing. You got a big day tomorrow.
I do. I got to give a quick shout out to... my wonderful nephew, Nathan Blankman. He's getting married tomorrow and to a wonderful young lady in Cheyenne Sporer, and I am so much looking forward to it.
My hand's up. Got a question. I know both of them.
6 years they've been dating.
I know both of them. Both of them are sweet, but Cheyenne, what is wrong with you? Have you not met the Blankman family? What are you smoking?
Yeah, she knows as well.
I know.
We're going to see some nice moves on the dance floor tomorrow.
It won't be from me.
No.
I don't dance.
Well, you were. I saw you breakdancing out there to the Tone Loke.
I can do a mad worm. I will say that.
Oh, boy. Doing that to Tone Loke, I might have to get that one off the rotator because that one's all I can handle.
You don't want to see that, people.
But
my coworkers years ago named one of the dances I used to goof around and do called the Blankman.
Yes.
And they named it after.
Oh, boy. I unfortunately saw that. Thank goodness that food is settled because it's still home. But congratulations. Cheyenne, I still don't understand what you're smoking over there. We might have to have you drug tested, but congratulations. You know,
good thing Nathan's in bed not listening.
Yeah. You know, we've known those two. I've known Nathan his whole life. Yeah, and I've known him quite a while. But Cheyenne, we worked with her quite a while, and we've had a lot of fun with that whole family, really, really good family. And congratulations to them, and should be a lot of fun. You guys, the family's all going to get together. That's always fun. And your mom's feeling better. That's nice to hear.
Getting around a little bit.
If she doesn't use up all those pills, go ahead and ship them over to me. I can use a few. I've been beating myself up, but. I want to thank Hy-Vee.
Yes, and I want to thank Lonnie Miller. He's the one that brings it out here
absolutely.
All the time. So the legend, Lonnie Miller, Lon Dog, as a lot of people know him.
Stop into Fast and Fresh, smack him, tell him to quit feeding the animals.
Yep.
But
he's there early in the morning, so if you want to find Lonnie, get there about
3
a.m.
Not on Saturdays. Saturday's tournament days.
Yep, I know.
But
tournament this weekend. Knowing him, he doesn't have a tournament. He'll be up and at work.
He will be at work. He's not listening to us, I promise you that.
No.
But thanks,
I would hope not. Not
thanks,
at this point.
Thanks to Lonnie. Thanks to Hy-Vee and Lonnie for bringing that out there and Fast and Fresh. Check out their daily deals. But, you know, we didn't take care of them quite like we should have the first week. And, boy, they've done a great job. They've done it since we've started. They've been taking care of us here. And it's just a nice perk to have a little bit of food out here. I mean,
it's a long night for you guys here. And even for the announcers coming back from doing the games, I ate my supper at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I got back here at 10:30, a couple of sandwiches sounded kind of
you know,
good.
And that's my wife. I was watching, I happened to watch the game, a Carroll High game on TV for a little bit, head on the big screen just to kind of get a feel for how things were going. And I was going to go out there, but it was misting. I didn't really want to get wet. And you told me to stay home because I have been running a little bit hard, so I was resting a little bit. But about 8:30 or so, I need to, you know, you just don't understand, but you got to get down here. By the time you get things set up, you know, you got some games that start finishing. You got scores that are done. You try to look it up. Todd beat me in here.
That's because he's Todd Danner.
I know. Usually I'm here at 8. If my granddaughter wouldn't have been there at 8, I'd have probably been there. But you get down here. By the time you kind of get things going, I mean, you're running from about 8:30 till right at showtime. I think we had like four. You were already doing some interviews. I had four of them you guys emailed in. We have to go to a different studio and get those in. So it's really kind of I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the lady that was here.
Madeline.
Madeline was here, and I think she was kind of watching us and was a little bit. You know, she's used to being in here and it's quiet and
yeah,
by herself. And so we're here. And then I told her I'd save this one. And then all of a sudden I said, oh, Madeline, you got to do it. I got to jump to the other studio and download some interviews. And so it's kind of crazy right up until showtime. And then it kind of mellows out until you yahoos come back.
But. Yeah. So, by the way, I wanted to tell you your good friend, our good friend, Tom Brinks, sent me a quick message tonight. Doug Waniger and I were talking about the scoreboard show coming up. And,
Did you try to get me fired?
No, and Doug was telling me how good of a hire it was that we've got Todd. He's going to help us out do some games, and he's going to start doing play-by-play for us in the future. At least that's the plan anyway. And you know, Doug told me that it was a really smart and good hire for us to bring Doug on board part-time. And he made a comment that Todd knows sports as well as I do. And I says, no. He knows sports way better than I do. And Tom Brink sent me a message, and Tom's response was, I thought for a second you said Honnold knows sports better than you do. He goes, then I realized you had to have been talking about Danner.
What is it about you, Jeff, that people just,
you know, I try to be nice to everybody. I try to give everybody the respect that's their due. But, boy, they got to turn it on me, and then, you know, I have to defend myself.
Yeah,
you just, I mean, I don't know what it is. It must have kicked me on my back or something.
A few more weeks of doing this, and I'm sure people probably start turning on me.
No. I'm the target. You're safe. I promise you. You didn't mess up the first part of the show twice in two clips. So.
Yeah. You should have heard me scream the second time as I was listening driving down the road.
The mics were off, but I used some good thing because we weren't edited when I did that one.
I wasn't either.
Thank you for Nick Brinks to tell me that if I just hit the button again, it'll shut it off. So
That the PSA last time thing. We were years ago when you first started and you were having those issues, I tried to call you and you told me never to do it. So I'm driving down the road going, not going to call him, figure it out.
I wouldn't answer it. No, I wouldn't. It was the first one I left it on. It's technical, but there's automatic and manual, and I had it on automatic.
Next week you'll have a smooth start.
Well, you know, it's the every other week stuff that kind of throws me.
Yeah.
And it's late, man. I've been basically chewing coffee grounds since 8:30. So
I get you.
So, but you know, we were talking, and I kind of an unprecedented. Wait.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Kind of unprecedented. I'm going to call it three quarters of the way through the season.
We're five eighths. Yeah.
So.
I'm not good at math.
It's
not quite three quarters.
Close enough. We're close enough. We're over half. All right. But every one of our teams, all nine of them, have legitimate
yes.
shots.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have to sit and manipulate and say, well, I can look at every one of them and say, you know what, we actually made a case for every one of them there. They all have a legit shot of making it. That would be a lot of fun watching you scramble with nine teams in the playoffs.
Yeah, we've had it before.
We have.
Years ago back when they took four out of the districts, we've had like 1 or 2 years that we had all nine. I love it when that happens.
I got a feeling I'd be out of retirement doing internet stream.
Yeah,
we'd have two of those or three of those going.
Yeah, I want to cover everybody.
Yeah.
We can't get to everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm so happy for everybody to make it. I don't want anybody to take this wrong, but it's a painful week for me.
It is.
Because I have to tell teams, we're not covering you this week. We're not covering you this week. And
it
hurts
because
you want to get everybody
the work.
On.
It's not the workload.
No.
If you've ever been in here when he's doing it, because I've been around him and he's called me, and legitimately you almost have to say, okay, this team should win this game. I want to cover them. We'll get them in week two.
Yeah.
This team has got a really, really tough matchup. I want to make sure we have them on the air.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but that other team's going, well, why aren't you covering us? We're like district champs. Well, so it's.
Yeah, you want to try to get good games on the radio. At the same time, you want to try to get everybody, on the radio.
And as limited as you are, you get that many, you know you're going to have a scoreboard show.
Yeah.
So now you got two more of us that can't go out.
They can't go out.
So, you know, there's just
We just need Kim to buy five more stations or six more stations, and then we're set.
Oh, you just buy five more internet streaming things, and you'll be all right. But, Happy birthday to her, by the way.
Yeah,
I forgot to tell her
that's
that.
Right. I guess
she got a little younger.
Yeah, so. I forgot to text her today, so it's not too late yet.
Nope, you're good. We'll go quickly here, but
yeah,
you know,
and I've got some other scores from around the state that people.
Yeah, go.
May
why don't you do that
well,
quick?
So,
and okay. We got about 2.5 minutes of commercials, or about 2 minutes of commercials to go.
All right, I'll run through as quickly as I can here. Here are some other scores from around the state, and I do have the full scoreboard already posted to the website. Facebook and Twitter. For
oh, I thought you were napping
there,
over
so,
there.
So yeah, no, never get to do one of those. ADM beat Boone 42-0 tonight. It was Atlantic edging Knoxville 20-17. Bondurant Farrar doubled up Newton 42-21. It was Caminita cruising by Exirocorn Kimbolin 36-12. Central Lion rolls past Cherokee 52-7. Clarinda over Interstate 35-44-7. Clear Lake. This is a strange one. 10-2. They beat Webster City. You don't see a 2 very often.
That's a baseball score.
That is a baseball score. Creston edges Harlan 25-22. Dallas Intergrime shuts out Thomas Jefferson 35-0. Denison Schleswig slides past Fort Dodge 15-12. It was Fremont Mills all over East Mills 55-22. Gilbert shuts out Des Moines Hoover 49-0. I think Gilbert remains undefeated. Indianola slips past Ballard 30-27. Kingsley Pearson over HMS 34-24. Lamar's downs at Spencer 14-7. Lewis Central rolls past Glenwood 49-21. Loma beats Tri-Center 34-21. It was OABCIG over Ridgeview 19-15. Pella cruises past Carlisle 38-24. Red Oak slides past Missouri Valley 26-20. It was South Hamilton beating up on Nottoway Valley 66-14. Trainer, they edge AHSD of Oklahoma. That was a good one, 26-25. Underwood, they shut out Shenandoah 49-0. Couple other scores here. Woodbury Central over at St. Albert 41-6. And Woodward Granger, they knock off Ogden tonight by a final of 45-0.
We're going to step away, come back. We'll put a wrap on this after this.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the Newey Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Newey Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luke, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Greatest three-man band ever right there.
You know,
ZZ Top.
What's sad is I look over and all three of us look like bobbleheads.
I thought, just blinking when you said it, I thought it was Honold, Blink, and Danner Band. We should start one.
I've wanted ZZ Top's beard my entire life, and I can't come close
to
growing
it. No, I've seen you
growing
it. Stop. Yep. So all right, let's run quickly through. So Carol, to me, you know, if they get in shape, I think is where they're at. I mean, they're playing guys both ways. Guys have been injured. Guys have been out. They get in game shape. I think they got a legit shot at this district yet.
I think they're going to have to improve defensively. Honestly, they've been giving up points. I do think getting guys back and getting guys in playing shape is going to certainly help that. But Sioux Center looking really good right now. I wouldn't count Helan out. If they can go up and get Helan this coming Friday, then I think they jump back into the hunt. But I think a loss to Helan,
I think
it's going to be a struggle to make the playoffs.
Agreed. Kemper, they're really in control. If they win this week, they pretty much guaranteed themselves playoffs and got a good shot of winning.
They'll be probably district champions if they beat Des Moines Christian. Right now, them and Des Moines Christian look like they're kind of maybe head and shoulders tied above everybody else.
Yeah, and we had mentioned to Honold that they can't overlook Des Moines Christian either.
Right.
I mean,
Des Moines Christian throws it well.
Yep.
And the one thing that I saw in Greene County, and Doug Weiniger talked about it tonight, Kemper gives up a lot of third and longs in the pass game. Can't afford to do that next week. Got to get off the field.
Actually heard that comment. Now you look at Pocahontas, you look at Esack County. Pokey, Emmitsburg, Manson, and to me, Esack are all kind of in that same grouping. Esack, you know, I think to be number three coming out of there, I think they have a legit shot. They just got to get one of them.
They got a chance to win out, I think, the rest of the way. Tonight was going to be a key game for them. I think they get a bit, you know, Manson's surprised. They've won two in a row. I think getting Eagle Grove next week hopefully is a bounce-back game for Esack County.
South Central Calhoun kind of locking themselves into that second place setting there.
I'm interested with them next week taking on West Hancock. They're stepping out of district. West Hancock, the defending state champion,
right.
Got beat by now number one St. Ansgar. And stuff, but they got a lot of people back, so that should be really interesting.
And that one you just hope for no injuries.
Yeah. I think if you're South Central, you find out exactly what you need to fix before you head into the playoffs. I think them getting into the playoffs is a lock. I think you kind of see where you fit maybe throughout the rest of the state in Class A.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I look at IKM Manning, you know, they're going to play ACGC, so they'll know where that, but they're right there in the district. I think they're a strong contender for third.
I agree.
So I think they've got a really good shot of being there. Let's jump down to eight-man, and Todd, you've seen Arweva more than I have. I mean, they're going to see what they are going against Remsen, but, you know, they lost to Woodbine, but that score's a little bit deceiving, I think. I think they're legit there.
And I was going to say, Todd, I need you to talk a little. You talked to Coach Stolk tonight. Mm-hmm. What happened there? I know they lost. I haven't had Janine Cook sends me a nice little breakdown as the game's going on, but I don't always get a chance to focus on it while I'm calling my game. So that score surprises me, so that's what I wanted to see.
Surprised me a little bit, but right from the very beginning, Woodbine set the tone. We had six turnovers in the ball game. And right from the very start, Woodbine came out with three long touchdown passes, probably 35, 40 yards. That took just to put the game in their favor, and so it was 34-0 with about 4 minutes to go into the second quarter, and really Woodbine was in total control of that game throughout. It was just offensively was shut down tonight. The Regaler boys were shut down tonight. Woodbine did a nice job. And Woodbine's passing game is pretty good.
Yep.
When their passing is on, and they got a few good athletes, so they're going to be tough to handle. But Arweva just fell down early and couldn't recover.
We're going to really quickly, we're going to run over time here, but Audubon and Glenn Rawlson, to me, that game's going to be for the district title probably next week. Both those teams kind of in control, probably looking for playoffs. And congratulations to Glenn. What a turnaround they've had. Coon Rapids Baird, still in it. I think, ball bounces one or two ways there for them. I think St. Evans is a big game for them this week. They get that one. I think they're looking at a chance for a number three slot.
Yeah, they'll be playing for that three spot. That loss to Baxter could hurt them, depending on how Baxter does the rest of the way. But I think they've shown with this close, besides the Caminita game last week, and Cam's kind of been handling everybody, besides that game, they've really showed that they can compete with everybody they're on the field. And like you said, you talk to Coach Moore a lot of times, it's kind of the mental mistakes where they're beating themselves. But kind of got the sense that Audubon maybe tonight kind of left some things maybe out on the field.
I think the game of the week next week is going to be that one for us.
Yep.
I think that'll
And I'm glad we've got it covered. Casey Miners gets to broadcast.
Yeah, he's going to have a fun one. So that's going to wrap it up for the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Week 5 in the books, week 6 next week. And
then we're 3/4 of the way.
Well,
through.
Close enough. We're rounding up here. So thank you to all the coaches. Thank you to all the air play-by-play guys. Thank you to Hy-Vee and all the sponsors and everybody. Another great week other than me screwing it up. But we'll be back here next week for more of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.